I'm a Google Virtual Calling Assistant recording this call on behalf of the person you're trying to reach. Can you say what you're calling about?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about our attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta.
Thanks. Connecting you now.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. To start, all of your answers will be confidential, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30309.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1954.
54, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? American
Indian? Can I refuse
this is for,
to say?
For classification purposes only.
White.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, Biden, yes. Joe Biden.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are
yes.
you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Inflation and cost of living, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, abortion access, immigration, public transportation, crime, jobs and the economy, education, or traffic.
I have to pick just one?
Three, up to three.
Oh, three.
Yes.
Climate change, racial discrimination, education.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one on the list is the city of Atlanta.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Then we have the Atlanta region.
Is there just a satisfied in the middle?
We do have very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And the last one is Georgia.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. The first one is the MARTA buses.
10.
Thank you. Then we have the Atlanta Beltline.
10.
The MARTA trains.
10.
Self-driving cars.
3.
Then we have electric scooters.
7.
Artificial intelligence companies?
5.
Then we have the Atlanta City Council?
7.
The Atlanta Police Department?
7.
Governor Brian Kemp?
3.
Thank you. Then we have Uber or Lyft? Uber and Lyft.
10.
And the last one on the list is Mayor Andre Dickens.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
It is what it is. I'd say minor problem. It is a problem, but we can live with it.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
It's somewhat familiar or not too familiar. Are those two next to each other?
And they are next to each other. We can only choose one, depending on where
somewhat.
You mean.
Like. I'd say somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Now, how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Based on what you know or what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And is it very positive or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Now, what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
I wish it had light rail.
Wish it had a light rail?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, here are a few statements, and after each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly agree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And the first one is, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
That doesn't include Uber and Lyft, I guess. That's MARTA, basically. Five.
Thank you. Then we have, I feel safe riding MARTA.
10.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
0.
Then we have, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
10.
I trust MARTA to finish the projects they are working on.
6.
Thank you. Then we have, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
0.
And the last one on the list is, crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways, or statement B. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out a micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
Oh, that's a good question.
We do have a scale, if that helps. Do you agree with strongly with statement B, somewhat statement B, somewhat statement A, or strongly statement A?
Somewhat B.
Somewhat B. Thank you. Now, here are some a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that it is somewhat prioritizes policy and feel lukewarm towards it, and zero means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use, once again, any number between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one is prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will allow, that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
6.
Thank you. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
10.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
8.
Thank you. The next one is expanding the streetcar system in the city.
0.
Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
5.
Thank you. The next one is incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
Oh, that's a two-edged sword.
On a scale from 0 to 10, remember 0 is do not prioritize. 5 is that you feel very lukewarm towards it, and 10 that you strongly want to see it prioritized.
I'd like to see it prioritized, but with not with a more refined approach than we've seen so far. So
on a,
sounds like a 6, maybe.
Okay, thank you. Then we have adding more security to MARTA stops.
MARTA stops?
Yes.
Six.
Thank you. Then we have repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
And the last one for this section is adding light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Thank you. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And based on what you know, or do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline Trail. When completed, the Beltline transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it. That's what the Beltline was about from the beginning.
Thank you. And do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Strongly. I strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. I just want to thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you some more questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan When finished, we'll give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system like cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
10.
Then we have the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadway safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including beltline transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
Okay.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations have made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways, which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come.
A 10.
Thank you. Now, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion for all public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
And is that a strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very concerning statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it is not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. And the train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
0.
Thank you. The next one is the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what they actually want and need.
0.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, the Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, for one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, so 21 plus years?
21 plus.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? A heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other that you would like to specify?
Retired.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44,000, 45,000 to 54,000, 55,000 to 64,000, 65,000 to 74,000, 75,000 to 84,000, 85,000 to 99,000, 100,000 to 249,000, or 250. Okay.
That one.
Yeah. The last, the one before the last one?
Yeah, the one before the last one.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful night.
You too. You too.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.